When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Great time of year here on the Kenny and JT Show as we celebrate football, all types of football. Doesn't matter if it's high school, college, or pros. We talk about all of it. And today, we've had so many guests, Kenny. And, you know, it's a huge game being played over in Maslin Friday night. Tigers versus St. Ed's, Paul Brown Tiger Stadium, 7:30 kickoff. And that will be the Sarshon Ford Radio Game of the Week. And I can't think of a better way to have week five. Do you believe it's halfway through the regular season already?
No, I can't, man. We were just picking the schedule out in the summer, and next thing you know, we're into week five, dude.
Electric, going to be a great night. And earlier this week, our good friend Jeff David reached out, and he told me that our next guest, who we've had on before, is going to be at the game tomorrow night. So with that being said, let's bring in Robert Partridge, get caught up, former Maslin quarterback, I believe 2010. Robert, thanks for joining us, and how are you today?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great. It's another beautiful day in paradise here in Canton, Ohio.
You know something, we spoke with you a couple of months ago, and you told us a story. Refresh the audience. You were the young man that was in a horrific car accident, and unfortunately paralyzed. Tell us about it.
Yes, so I was in an accident about 3 years ago, and I couldn't feel anything from my neck down. There was a car accident, flipped three times, and it was very, very horrific, very horrific. But luckily enough, they did excellent surgery, stabilized my spinal cord, and stopped the bleeding. And ever since then, I've been really just trying to get back on my feet, learn how to walk again, and live an independent lifestyle. And I moved to Florida about 2 years ago because there's not a lot around here when it comes to spinal cord injury rehab, and there's a lot of resources in Florida when it comes to paralysis recovery. So I thought that was in my best interest to move down to Florida. And ever since then, I've gained a lot back. I'm able to move my arms, move my upper body, and feel different parts of my legs.
As those things come back, Robert, you know, we all think about this and how terrible it is, all right? And as you're battling back to hopefully walk again one day, but it takes time, and little things have to come back first. So as you're going through this rehab and you're starting to get some of those feelings back and the movement, take us through what that's like, because you played quarterback and there was nothing like winning a game, I'm sure, at Maslin and beating McKinley or whatever it was. But those life victories for you and the situation you're in, those have to surpass that, and take us through that.
Absolutely. It's an incredible feeling when you can't move or feel anything from the neck down or any part of your body, and then you constantly work and work and be able to move that different part and feel that different part of your body. It's an incredible feeling when you finally reach that goal of doing so. So it's definitely a meticulous workout regime, and it's definitely something that is almost comparable to throwing touchdown passes to Devin Smith, to Justin Olak, and different guys like that. But it's a lot more individual. It's a lot more individual, and it's a lot more mental and emotional. Being able to say, okay, today or tomorrow, I'm not going to move my legs, but maybe a year from now or 10 years from now, I'm going to be able to move my legs. And looking back on that time and just looking back and being able to say all the people I met and the different workouts and the constant grind, it has definitely been a crazy journey. But here I am today making huge progress, and eventually you're going to walk again, eventually stand up again.
Outstanding. You mentioned rehab and the fact that you have to do it in Florida, because there just, quite frankly, isn't that many places to do rehab for spinal cord injury here in Northeast Ohio. So we upset and we understand the fact that the cost has got to be outrageous. So a couple of ways people can donate right now, because whether you're Canton, whether you're McKinley, whether you're Northeast Ohio, it doesn't matter. The one thing we do, like I said at the beginning of this interview, is we revel in the fact that it's football season and we come together for great causes like no one else. So Venmo account at Stand for RP or the GoFundMe page, Stand Up for Rob. Rob, we talked about that a couple of months ago when we had you on the program. And how has that been going? And does it help defray some of the cost?
Absolutely. The the amount of love and support that I've received is incredible. And any dollar amount helps. It helps go towards therapy. It helps go towards living costs. And to be honest with you, one session of spinal cord injury therapy is about $100 an hour. And that, as you can imagine, that adds up. That adds up really quickly. And the more therapy I receive, the better I increase my chances of not just walking again, but reaching a level of independence where I'm able to live a sustainable life.
We talked to Nate Moore, head coach of the Tigers, yesterday, and he told us that you spoke to the team yesterday at 5 p.m. What was the message?
The message was daily defying odds. Just constantly being able to tell yourself that don't become a prisoner of the moment and don't be a person that is reactive. Be a person who's able to respond to adversity, be able to listen to the people around you that love you, and constantly go after goals. And it was definitely something that was very special because I was in their shoulder pads. You know, I was underneath the Madison Tiger jersey. And it was definitely very surreal and being able to talk to 16, 17, 18-year-old kids
right.
and tell them about my experience was definitely an honorable and great thing.
Now, yesterday when you went back to the facility and you saw Paul Brown Tiger Stadium, tell us about how those feelings get churned back up.
Oh, man, I had to hold back tears, honestly.
Yeah.
I hold back tears because, I mean, it's just a lot of emotions and a lot of memories, a lot of relationships built, and a lot of games won and some games lost. But it was definitely something that was very special to me because, as I told the team yesterday, being 6-7 years old, being a ball boy and a water boy for the Tigers, and just walking around with my dad because my dad was a coach there for a while, it was definitely a lot of emotions and it added to just the motivation. Just the motivation and the grit to keep on working hard because I earned my stripes, you know, and constantly being a Tiger and being able to push through adversity.
Robert Partridge is our guest right now, former Maslin quarterback. 2010 season, unfortunately, Rob suffered a horrific car accident and a ruptured spinal cord that left him in paralysis. Is this your first time back to a game at Maslin, Rob?
It is. It's my first time back to watch a Maslin game. I'm very excited. I'm very excited just to watch the Tigers, and hopefully we can get a win there, and hopefully it'll be a good game.
That's going to be a heck of a matchup. Last year, these two teams, Robert, went at it in week one, and a little razzle-dazzle halfback option play from St. Ed's gave them a one-point victory, so some payback maybe for the Tigers this week. And for you, you know, the stadium, is it the same as you remembered when you played? Does it look bigger? Does it look different? Take me through that when you're back there for the first time in such a long time.
You know, I had to roll in and look around the stadium, and it looks different. It does look different. The stands are a little bit wider, closer to the field. There's three big flagpoles, I think, on the north end that weren't there when I played, and definitely the scoreboard's different. I wouldn't say it's bigger, but it's definitely you still see the orange and black, and I definitely still envision myself on the field throwing touchdown passes. I really liked the OB at the 50-yard line. When I was playing, it was an M, so the OB is definitely special.
All right, so JT asked this of Nate Moore yesterday, and I'll ask it of you today. And Robert Partridge is our guest, former Maslin quarterback back in 2010, now paraplegic, quadriplegic, excuse me. We're trying to help him raise funds to offset the cost of getting him to live an independent life. But what is it about Maslin where high school football is more important than the Cleveland Browns, than the Ohio State Buckeyes? What is it about the city of Maslin and TIGERS fans?
That's a great question, and I get that question down in Florida a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's because football is interwoven into the happenings and then in the veins of the city. You know, and kids are brought up at the age of 4 or 5 years old with footballs in their hands, and it's a key to the next level in their life. But football's the world in Maslin, and football's taken a little differently, and it's definitely something that not just the guys feel in Maslin, but the ladies too. You know, and it's a special thing. Maslin is a special place, and there's nothing like it.
I want to give out those addresses where people can donate really quick. Again, it's Robert Partridge, former Maslin quarterback. If you'd like to donate to this cause, the Venmo account is at StandForRP, and the GoFundMe page is Stand Up For Rob. You mentioned throughout this rehab, work, live independently. Talk about those goals and what it means to you.
It means the world to me. Being able to have the opportunity to work out four times a week for 2 hours a day, it's a sense of freedom and it's a sense of accomplishment. Being able to have that camaraderie that we do at the gym at Next Step, it's a huge part of my life. Mm-hmm. And I actually started working out, I started working at Men's Start and working part-time there with Lori Moline, helping youth make connections in the community and be able to take that next step in their life. I worked there part-time about 20 hours a week remotely, and it's definitely added great value to my life. And also being able to connect with others, that's huge. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely say being able to work out and work at the same time has been tremendous in my life.
I was reading a bio on here, and it said you were going to be launching a podcast, and there could also be a documentary. Did that come to fruition or no?
I'm currently working on the podcast. It's called Daily Defying Odds. And the purpose of the podcast is to connect with people in a similar situation as mine and have them tell their story. Because I think one thing to be able to increase awareness and hopefully find a cure for different diseases and different illnesses like mine is to spread the word and get the word out there and have people know what's actually going on. So I'm currently working on that podcast. The documentary has kind of taken a back seat just because I've been so busy, been really, really busy. And again, trying to find funds and different resources to be able to do that. It's kind of complicated, but it's definitely still in the works. It's something that I aspire to do.
So you are living in Northeast Ohio now?
No, currently I'm living in Altamont Springs, Florida, which is about 20 minutes north of Orlando. Okay. But I'm here for about a week visiting family, and I just had a birthday on Monday, so.
Oh, happy birthday. How old are we now?
Oh, I'm getting old. I'm the big 3-0.
Oh, yeah. The big 3-0. Oh, got, what I wouldn't give to be 30
I've got
again.
T-shirts older than you.
You were saying you were working, though, but the great thing about the world we live in now, Rob, right, you can work remotely from Florida with the company here in Stark County, right?
Manor Stark.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. It's definitely a blessing. And being able to give back to Stark County in Northeast Ohio, even almost 1,000 miles away in Florida, is a blessing and both an honor.
Robert, thanks for making time for us. I know it's a busy week for you there, and tomorrow night's going to be a big night for you. We'll be doing the game as well. I'll stop by, introduce myself, say hello to you, enjoy the game. And again, give those places where people, after hearing this, want to reach out and help you, because I did the math real quick. You said four times a week, 2 hours a day, $100 an hour. That's $800 a week for your rehab and everything. So the costs add up. Tell the people out there where they can, if they want to donate, they can do so.
Yeah, so if you go to Venmo and you type in Stand for RP, you can donate money that way. And also on our GoFundMe, you type in Stand for RP as well. And again, any dollar amount definitely goes a long way. And I'm very thankful for everybody who decides to donate and who has already donated. So thank you so much.
Robert Partridge, thanks for making time for us. Enjoy your trip here to Stark County, and hopefully the Tigers will get you a win tomorrow night, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Go Tigers.